Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my Friday conversation with the Perry Chamber of Commerce by Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. Today, we are also joined by Jeremy Winter, who is representing the Kiwanis Club of Perry. So, Jeremy and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Jeremy, we will start with you today and talk about a recent event with Kiwanis. That was the Pancake Festival. What can you tell me about just how this event went for you this year?
It went well. I mean, especially because it was an icy morning, and so we were a little worried. It was a slow start to the day, but as the day went on, it picked up and people got out as it warmed up a bit and the ice melted. And so we did have a pretty good crowd, I think, for what we were hoping for. And the nice thing about our Pancake Festival is we sell a lot of tickets beforehand, and so we don't care if they come because we sold them tickets. So we were still able to raise money if people showed up or not, even with the weather. And so we were able to raise, I think it was a little over $7,000, which was great because all of that money then will go right back into our mission, which is helping the kids in our community.
For sure. Well, you talked about kind of your mission and raising funds. Go into that a little bit more and describe what exactly it is that Kiwanis helps fund.
Sure. Our big thing is scholarships. We give out scholarships every year to high school seniors. I think we've been doing that since about 1958, and have actually given out right around $100,000 to kids since then. And so that's really our big thing, and we'll be giving out scholarships again at the end of this school year. And then we just go out and whatever else is there's a need in the community, whenever people approach us, we usually help them. We do a lot with the library and sponsoring their summer reading program and Kids Fest. We help out there and help sponsor that. And then just like any organization you can think of, like we help with like the Junior Jays and the youth softball. We've done things with like the industrial tech program. We've donated to them and the theater program and the after school program. Even other organizations that aren't in Perry, like Amanda the Panda down in Des Moines, which is a great organization, and the Kiwanis Miracle League that's down there with that really cool little baseball field they got. We help sponsor that, and Habitat for Humanity, when they come into town and help do home repairs, we've given them some donations. So we try to spread out the money as much as we can, and it all goes to helping people, and so that's what we do.
For sure. Now, you've actually helped out the chamber recently, too, helping to operate an event, correct?
Yeah, we helped out with the chili feed this year, which was a lot of fun. This was our first time doing that and helping out with that. We enjoyed it. I know I had a lot of good feedback from our members on how it was just a nice way to help out and a fun kind of activity to do on an election day. And I got to eat a lot of good soup, so it was a win for everybody.
For sure. Now, kind of staying with the same theme, but moving a little bit off of it, you also have recently started up the Student of the Month at the Perry School District. What can you tell me about this program?
Yeah, so this is something we worked with the school and kind of putting together, especially with Vice Principal there, Brad Snowgren. The timing worked out well because I approached them wanting to kind of do something like this, and they had something in place that they were trying to target kids and figuring out ways to reward them for good behavior. And so we were like, well, let's do a Student of the Month. And so what we do is they get nominations from the teachers and the staff. We'll nominate students. And then from the students that get nominated, they'll choose one who's just kind of been excelling that month. And I'll go down there and we give them a nice certificate and a gift card to Casey's as a little reward for their good work. And what I like about it is it's not just like the kids who got the best grades that month. It's a lot of looking at the other stuff that doesn't go noticed. You know, the kids who were volunteering for stuff, the kids who were helping out in the hallways and being a good person at school, right? It's not just the straight A students. It's kids who are doing all this other stuff that often goes unnoticed that we're trying to reward them. So it's a cool program and we're glad to be doing it.
For sure. Now, one last thing that I want to ask you about here today about Kiwanis is if anyone's interested in joining the club, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, they can contact me or any of our members if you know who a Kiwanis member is. Otherwise, a good way is we have a website, perrykiwanis.org, and we're on Facebook, Perry Iowa Kiwanis. You can find us on there and send us a message or just show up at one of our meetings. We meet Tuesdays at noon at the hospital, just down the hallway from the dining room. So you should be able to find us. But we are always looking for new people to join. It's a great organization that, like I've been saying, it does a lot of good in our community. And that's really what our goal is trying to do some good in this world. I think we're doing that. So we'd love to have more people join in and help us out in doing it.
All right, sounds great. Well, now we will move on to Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk more about the Chamber of Commerce upcoming events. Now, Lindsay, the first thing that we want to talk about here today is something that we've talked about seemingly the last several weeks, and that's because it's very, very close now. That's the annual dinner. What's the latest that you can tell me on the annual dinner?
That's right. So our annual dinner is Tuesday, April 2nd at 5:30 p.m. We are now taking RSVPs. So for those that would like to attend, it is $30 for past members, current members. So that's kind of the newest, is that we're now taking RSVPs. And then as far as our annual awards, nominations end today. So we've been taking nominations for the Volunteer of the Year and the Business of the Year awards. And so from that, we'll take a look at the nominations. Some really great ones have come in so far, and we encourage any additional ones to come in yet today. And we'll take a look at that and celebrate those individuals that have been nominated, and then also select one for each award to actually be recognized that night.
All right. So the annual dinner, April 2nd, RSVP now. But let's move on, and we'll talk about that more later. Another event that you have coming up here is just called Grant Writing 101, and it's to help people figure out how to get some money, correct?
That's right. So we've, in our business development side of things with our chamber members, last year we started doing some more lunch and learn programs where it's an opportunity for whatever the topic may be, learn more about, have a guest speaker come on that topic. So working with ISU Extension and Outreach Dallas County to provide this Grant Writing 101 workshop. So again, for anyone interested in learning more about how to write a great grant proposal, this is going to be a great opportunity because it's going to be hands-on training, hands-on learning, a professor that knows her stuff, and a great chance to, you know, bring something that you're working on or something that you're working towards and get some feedback right then and there. It'll be Wednesday, April 10th, 9 a.m. to noon at the Town Craft Center upstairs conference room. So we'll have plenty of space for people to bring their own laptops, their tablets, paper to take notes, but then also work right then and there on something that they're working on. So really great to provide that to our members for free. But for anyone that's not a chamber member or outside of Perry, it'll be $10, and that'll help us cover refreshments and things like that. So really great opportunity to partner with ISU Extension to provide this Grant Writing 101. I've been talking with Jeff for several months now to kind of try to pin down a good timing for that. And so excited that we'll be able to do that.
Absolutely. Now, one last topic that I want to cover here today is the sesquicentennial celebration, less than a week away before we finally get to have some trivia on that. And then also a contest was extended for it. What can you tell me about these?
That's right. So we put out there a contest for designs. So when we're talking about, you know, from marketing to t-shirts and challenge coins as fundraisers, we have a theme, and that was selected a couple months ago, Rails to Trails, 150 years of growth. So celebrating all that's happened here in Perry over the last 150 years, but to start printing t-shirts and doing things like that, we kind of needed some kind of design. So we thought we might as well open it up as a contest. We had a few submissions last month, but we decided to just go ahead and extend it, try to give people a little bit more time and submit some more. So that cutoff is next Tuesday at noon, because that's when we will actually meet and decide on that and move forward and get the regular updates from the various subcommittees of what all is going on. And then the trivia will be that same week, next week, Thursday, March 21st at 6:30. So third time's a charm. We hope that that actually pans out. Unfortunately, for the last three times of some kind of trivia in town being canceled due to weather. So again, it's open to everyone. You can RSVP ahead of time. You can show up that day, $10 per person. Teams of up to eight. Perry trivia, not just history buff and things like that. It'll be quite the range of questions that the committee has put together. So should be fun all in all. You might learn something about Perry, but it'll be fun and a good fundraiser for the event in July.
Absolutely. And I'll just put it out there that our very own Chris Cohey will be serving as the master of ceremonies for that event and the postponed Trivia with Friends event. So
yes, great. He does a great job. And so we're looking forward to having people come out and join us.
All right. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that just about covers it. Join us at the annual dinner and get those nominations or design contest in, and just keep on doing what you're doing out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lindsay, and Jeremy as well.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jeremy Winter and Lindsay Pasuti. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.